and you've got a brand new edition of Off to the Races. I'm your host, Mike Bozich, welcoming you to this Saturday morning edition post Little Brown Jug style. We certainly welcome you to the program, and congratulations, by the way, goes out to the Burke Brigade trainer, Ron Burke. Boy, what a huge week he had in Delaware, Ohio, winning both the Jughead and the Jug Rodeo Drive Deo, taking the Jughead on Wednesday, then of course on Thursday, the great Lou Prince sealing his deal as one of the dominant three-year-olds this season, and the most dominant three-year-old, I think, in a lot of seasons, taking the Little Brown Jug on Thursday. Tonight coming up, however, is a huge night here in the state of Ohio at Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway. It is Ohio Sire Stakes Championship Night, Super Night, if you will, and we're going to preview all that action coming up here in just a few minutes. But this show is going to center around one of the great human beings in the sport of harness racing. A huge event occurred at the Little Brown Jug about a week and a half ago, and that is the great voice, the legendary voice, the 55-plus year voice of the Little Brown Jug, Roger Houston, passing the torch, not retiring, but passing the torch to Jason Settlemore, who will be the new voice of the Jughead and the Little Brown Jug. Now, Wendy Ross, who has been a part of the broadcasting division of the United States Trotting Association for quite some time. She's also on the television feed of the Little Brown Jug broadcast doing Winner's Circle interviews. She had a chance to sit down and talk with Roger Houston, and this was the first time publicly that Roger Houston broke the news of his passing of the torch to Jason Settlemore. It's on the USTA website. I contacted Wendy. We have got permission to air that interview, and we're going to do that coming up next. It's quite a lengthy interview. Not only is it an interview with Roger, but it's an interview with Jason Settlemore as well. And we're going to hear that interview coming up next. So you're not going to want to touch that dial here on my 96.7 FM, WDLR, and AM 1270. Also streaming on the TuneIn app and my 967.net. But first things first, let's tell you who this show is brought to you by, because certainly if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be sitting in the host seat here this morning and every Saturday morning. Brought to you by the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State Veterinary Medical Center. They've got Carrington, Tua Science, and Cashman's Horse Equipment, and drive-through feed store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. So we got the big interview coming up with Wendy Ross conducting that for the U.S. Trotting Association with Roger Houston and Jason Settlemore. You're not going to want to miss it. It's a great interview. Plus, we're going to talk after that a little bit about the big night coming up tonight. Lots of money on the line. $300,000 in Ohio Sire State Championships, and we're going to preview that on this program as well. You've got Off to the Races on my 96.7 FM, WDLR at AM 1270. We'll get the ball rolling with a very special interview with Roger Houston.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Good to be with you. It's Jug Week, right? We start, and it's the greatest time of year, especially for you. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. You know, guy's going to be 83 or something like that, but Delaware is something special, and it's always special to be here.
Speaking about turning 83, now, I think it was God's plan, for he knew what Jug Week was going to mean to you, to have your birthday during. I think it was just all part of a bigger plan. And your daughter, Neville, her birthday's on the same day as yours, too. Yeah. Now, this is something cool.
I tell everybody our birth of our daughter, Nev, was intentional to be on that day. And Barb went cesarean and September 16th and 1983, I believe, fell on a Friday, and I had to be in Delaware on Saturday, so that's how I, not intentionally for my birthday, but so I could be in Delaware. Everything's around Delaware, Ohio.
It certainly is. And how cool it is, it's the 80th anniversary this year.
What really makes it hard to understand, for me at least, is when you say this is the 80th Little Brown Jug, to realize that I've called, like, what, 57 of them over the years, and that's the unbelievable part for me.
Now, when we talk about calling 57 Little Brown Jugs, we have a bit of an announcement to make. It's kind of why we're sitting down here today. Tell everyone, what's the announcement? I know the word is out, but we kind of want you to tell us in your own words what the decision was and what was the factors behind it.
I had to go into it knowing that I was not going to announce the jug the next year. So I actually made the decision 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I talked to Tom Wright about it. And he says, whatever you want to do, it's your call. So I knew to myself, I didn't make the decision until the day after last year's jug. And I told Tom then, that night after the race, that was the last one, and we'll go forward from there. I'm not retiring or quitting announcing. This week, I'll probably call 65, 70 races. Next year, I'm looking forward to the same thing, 65 or 70, but it's just time to move on and do it, as Frank Sinatra said, my way.
And I think that's the best way. You and I talked last year before Jug Day. We sat on the set, and I knew you had a tear in your eye then, and you looked at me and you said, I think this is going to be my last year. Yeah. And I knew, and so going into this year, U.S. Trotting and myself, I said, Raj, let's do like a tour. But you said you didn't want to do that. You wanted to keep it simple, knowing last year was your last jug, because you said you couldn't call your last jug knowing it was your last jug, knowing everybody knowing, right? It was just going to be too emotional for you.
It's hard to explain, for me anyway, because I've been pressured all my life, you know, to perform or whatever you want to call it. And the pressure of doing the jugette and the jug at 83 is just too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a county fair announcer. They referred to me that back in the 60s, and I'm proud to say I'm a county fair announcer. And I will continue to call 17 county fairs in the state of Ohio, New York, and Virginia. But I just don't want the pressure of that. The biggest race in all of harness racing, and it always will be, the Little Brown Jug.
What has made this event so special for you over the years? Is it the heat? Is it just the excitement that having the crowd? What has always done it for you?
You got to remember, I came to Delaware the first time, I believe, in 1958. That's 10 years before I ever announced here at Delaware. So I was a big fan of harness racing when I was a sophomore in high school. And I can remember the first trip to Delaware, Ohio, 5 a.m. in the morning. We got here a little after 6, went to a church tent to have breakfast, and the flaps were down because it was cold and everything. I remember the year we had snow flurries at 7 a.m. in the morning here at Delaware. It's something special about this place, and so it's been a big part of my life. I never dreamed that I'd call the biggest race in harness racing, never.
When you think back, when you got the opportunity, when they said, hey, Roger, we want you to become the announcer of this event, what was that day like?
Well, the whole story was Charlie Hinkle on Adios Day, believe it or not, told Hank Thompson at the Meadows that he was going to go to California and be the voice of the new ABA team in basketball out there. And Hank said, what am I going to do for an announcer? Well, Corwin Nixon was standing right there, and he says, well, why don't you call that Houston kid in Xenia? He could do it. And Hank came home that night and called the operator in those days and says, how many Houstons you have living in Xenia? They said, 7. He said, well, give me the very first one. And that was Cecil, which was my dad. And Dad gave Hank the number, and I think it was around 10:30, quarter to 11 at night, Hank Thompson called. And he says, I doubt that you know who I am, but my name's Hank Thompson. Well, I literally fell out of bed because I knew who Hank Thompson was. Right. And that's how it all started.
When you think back of what the jug and Jug Week means to you, there's family, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's the little brown jug. That's where it sets in your heart.
It's horrible to admit, but thank goodness Neville knows it. Mm-hmm. The little brown jug, to me, was number one. And there are times I regret it that family was number two. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness Neville knows what I'm talking about.
Well, and I think that there's that family, but then looking around here, coming to Delaware every year, being here in the log cabin, looking at all the history, the nostalgia that comes behind it, you have that family. But what a family that I feel like I'm a part of now too. What if it is a family here as well?
Yeah. Hank Thompson, Tom Thompson, Tom Wright, that's a family. And I feel like Cheryl, Tom Wright's wife, I feel like she's my daughter. I remember when they were born. And it even goes further than that, Phil Terry and everybody else. It's one big family involved in the jug.
Top three little brown jugs that you were able to call.
Well, you're going to put it on the jug, though. It has to be the jug.
Oh, definitely the jug, yeah.
Believe it or not, Big Bad John.
Okay.
I think I was 9 for 9 during his career. He's a Pennsylvania bred, and he raced the Pennsylvania Sire Stakes. He's a two-year-old, raced here as a two-year-old, came back as a two-year-old. I never announced a race that he lost. He won them all. That's just one for a lot of personal reasons. But the overall race of all time, as far as I'm concerned, was Wiggle It Jiggle It.
That was a great race that
with
day.
With loss for words. This battle has turned into a war! The crowd roared and things like that. And he was beat at the top of the stretch, battles back, wins it in the final stride. A third one, Fan Hanover, believe it or not. And a lot of people say Fan Hanover only won because of the accidents involved. That is totally untrue. Glenn was out and moving around the final turn before the accident ever happened, so I thought he is. But I got to mention one other one, and it was the call of Goldie Jeff. Goldie Jeff is owned by the Center Ice Stable, and as they went by the paddock on the final lap, I saw that Michelle Lachance was tipping off the shoulder of the driver in front of him. And before he ever made the move, I said, and Goldie Jeff has got to move now! And timed it perfectly. And he goes on and wins the race. So we're down at the Holiday Inn after the races, big party and everything. The owner comes up and puts a $100 bill in my hand. I says, what's this? He says, we're telling Mike Leschanz how to drive the race. I told Mike that story about 15 years later, and he laughed too.
Right, I'm sure he did. Now, when we talk about passing the torch, Jason Settlemore does the duties for you here at Delaware, do the dual duties. How do you feel about passing the torch down?
You know, it's hard. Mm-hmm. But there has to be an end. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't hand it off to anybody better than Jason. I think I give him one of his very first jobs that he ever had. Somebody had to actually drive him to the state fair in West Virginia because he didn't even have a driver's license to announce races. So we go back to when he was 15 years old. And I know he'll never break my record of 57 jugs.
Probably not. No, I don't think anyone.
Well, you had 57. He'd have to be like 110 years old.
Right,
to do it,
exactly.
So I don't think it was me that long.
Yeah, you know.
Obviously, an honor for me, but to be around Roger my entire life, and right from the age of 12 here in Delaware, Ohio, where I was skipping school to speak with Roger at a middle school about dreams and chasing your dreams and doing what you like in life and what you love in life. And Roger had instilled so much in me as a child from the age of 12 on. And quite frankly, at the age of 12, trying to emulate Roger, be like Roger, walk like Roger, do things like Roger. I guess maybe when I just had gotten to Florida at the beginning of this year for the Dan Patch Awards, and Roger said, I need to talk to you. So I, of course, sat my bags down, and Roger said, just came right out with it like he always does. He never minced words or anything. You know where you stand with him. And he said, you're going to call the Jugette and Jug this year. I looked at him and I said, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I don't know who we're going to get. And I'd like it to be you since, you know, there's something magical about Delaware and the Jug. And Roger, for me, is a lot of that magic. And I even right now I'm getting cold chills thinking about it. And Roger's meant so much to me, not only professionally but personally. The feeling is two parts. It's sadness in me, but it's also a dream coming true. Roger and I think a lot alike when it comes down to loyalties and the passion for the business. But the hardest part for me is realizing that part of the magic in Delaware will always remain with me. It's like trying to step into Babe Ruth's shoes of announcers. Or in today, for the younger people, trying to step into Aaron Judge's shoes. It's nearly impossible to do. And I hope I can only do as half of a good job as Roger has with the magic here in Delaware, because that's what it is. He creates magic, and the horses obviously are the show, but Roger's voice is synonymous with Delaware, and it's quite frankly, like I said, it's magical.
When the horses go behind the gate this year for the Jug, when you're getting ready to make that first official Jug call, how many beats a minute you think your heart's gonna be going?
I don't know, because I've woke up a few times since Rogers told me with in a cold sweat, and my heart pounded in just thinking about it.
Well, that was the interview with Roger Houston and Jason Settlemore. That was recorded by Wendy Ross a couple of days before the Little Brown Jug in the log cabin, the Delaware County Fairgrounds. Certainly a touching moments. And one of the things that makes Roger who he is, one of the reasons why he's adored in the sport of harness racing, it's not only because of his great announcing, it's not only because of his memorable calls, not only in Delaware, Ohio, but at the Meadows and other places as well. I'll give you an example. Roger is in demand on Jug Week in a major way. He was wanted by me because I had to record Roger's picks for the Little Brown Jug Network. He was wanted by other radio hosts to do interviews. He was just, everybody wanted a piece of Roger. Very hectic schedule in Jug Week. And there was a 90-year-old fan, I believe it was on Jugette Day, a 90-year-old fan walked in. And Roger put everybody to the side, made everybody wait to talk to this fan. And that touched me. That really touched me. Because with Roger Houston, fans come first. And that is what the mantra of harness racing should be. Fans need to come first. And with Roger Houston, they do. And that is why the man is adored. Not only is he a great announcer, but he's a fans announcer because he is probably harness racing's biggest fan. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up. We're going to take a look at the big night coming up tonight in Dayton, Ohio. Sire Stakes Championship coming up on By 96.7 FM.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442, the OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
If you are in the vicinity of Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway tonight, even if you are not in the vicinity of Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway tonight, make yourself in the vicinity because it is going to be a fantastic night. A stakes-laden card featuring the superstars of Ohio racing. The 2 and 3-year-old Pacers and Trotters, males and females, will be doing battle for $300,000 each. Plus, you've got the Dayton Derby, the Dayton Distaff Derby, all races, 14 of them. Action-packed and exciting. It's all going to start, let's see, what is post time? 6:30 tonight. So make plans to attend now. There is still time. Star-studded, and I do mean star-studded. You're going to see the second race, one of my favorite horses competing in Ohio Sire Stakes action. 2-year-old Philly Pacers, Lotte Dahl. We saw her in Delaware, Ohio, and she was just outstanding for the Red Hot Burke Brigade. Of course, you've got She's a Fire Woman, who's won 8 of 9. She has done no wrong. And of course, the $163,000 winner, Seaside Shuffle, starting from post one. Great action there. And then you move along in the Ohio Sire Stakes action in race number 4. That is the Scarlet Championships for the 2-year-old colt and gelding paces featuring Gentleman's Club and I'll Bet Your Boots, Lindy's Dragon Water, Crocodile Station. Certainly one of the most competitive open races of the night. The Dayton Oaks Derby in race number 5 for the Trotters. The mares M&M's Dream going to be doing battle along with Spy Coast and Call Me Goo and Bravo Angel. List the Hanover from the outside. Triathlon Oz from the rail. That's going to be a great race as well. Then, of course, you've got the renewed rivalry, kind of the stablemate rivalry at race number 6 with Odds on Chesapeake and Odds on Hialeah in the 3-year-old filly pace, the Scarlet Championships. That's the battle of the Virgil Morgans. They both made the Jugette, only to lose to Rodeo Drive Deo. Dayton Trotting Derby action in race number 7, featuring the red-hot Lexus Cody, Atos Kronos, Logan Park, some great horses in there, Chapper Craze Hill Exotic. In race 8 for the 3-year-olds, Ohio Sire Stakes, Scarlet Championships, you've got Sippin' on Sea Rock, Rick Wink, Extra Suds, Fear the Hate, Swingtown, some great horses in there. Dayton Distaff Derby coming up at race number 9 with the renewed rivalry of Twin B Joe Fresh and Sylvia Hanover. You've got Dayton Pacing Derby coming up in race number 11 for the 3-year-old Pacers. A good one there. Captain Albano, Captain Luke, Maximus Mickey, Irvin Hanover, Ken Hanover, Little Rocket Man, By the Missile, former Little Brown Jug winner, and the list goes on and on. 14 exciting stakes races coming up tonight at Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway. Listen, we're running short on time. This show this afternoon, or this morning, I should say, and every Saturday morning is brought to you by the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. The Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got caring down to a science and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. Big night tonight. Be there at Dayton, as Roger Houston would say. We will see you next Saturday morning for a first post of 9:30 a.m. So long, everybody.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650. 3650.